I'm Kier from In Defense Of, a fandom inclusion and community podcast that's part of the Gun and Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on this network are individually owned, and the opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other really interesting geeky shows at gunnageeknetwork.com.
Welcome to Play Comics, where normally we talk about video games and stuff, but today we are looking at a special wiki going with a book series, kind of, you know, how I got into it, and one of the people working on it. Today we have Brett from the Wheel Weaves podcast, a podcast about the Wheel of Time books, but also one of the people working on the Wheel of Time books part of Splicky, which is a wiki. I don't expect anybody to know what that is because that's part of why Brett's here. Brett, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I know we've chatted a lot in the past, but yeah, I'm happy to be on your podcast here.
Well, see, I'm excited to have you on because every single time that I've seen you on a podcast, be it yours or somebody else's, it's been specifically a Wheel of Time podcast. So is this your first podcast that's not specifically Wheel of Time?
I mean, isn't it specifically Wheel of Time? Like, it's so close. I don't even know what to say.
I know.
They're right next to each other.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
The reason we have you here, though, is Splicky, which is a wiki that is trying to keep things spoiler-free for people. It's one of the problems when you go and look up, hey, what's going on in this storyline? You get everything, and then you know what's going on, and then you don't need to bother reading it because you already know.
Yes. Yes. It's pretty huge. So it's a big problem, especially with any book series and anybody who jumps into any series or any TV show or anything ever on the internet. It's a dangerous place to be. You can't search stuff. You can't look up names. You don't want to look up places because you never know what you might get.
How did you get sucked into this project?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So you know, obviously, that I work on the Wheel Weaves podcast, which is all about the Wheel of Time with my wife, Danny. And she's a first-time reader to the book series, and I'm a longtime fan. And one of the biggest problems with her being in the situation that she's in is the Wheel of Time series has been done and completed for like over a decade, right? Or like right around a decade now that it's been completely finished. So her having questions about the book series and wanting to look up people or figure out, you know, who is this person again? It's such a dangerous territory. She literally can't Google or search anything because any result she's ever going to get is going to be full of spoilers. It's going to be full season spoilers, and it's going to ruin the experience for her. So there is a fellow who's also named Chris, who actually started the spoiler-free wiki called Splicky, and he reached out to me and about a couple months ago and said, hey, you know, I've created this website that is spoiler-free. It you can bookmark your place on where you are in the series, and it's going to give you data and information that's only going to be relevant to what you're reading, so check it out. So I did. And it was fantastic. It's a great idea. It was fantastic. So I jumped on board. We ended up partnering up with him. And now we are working together on Splicky to create a full Wheel of Time spoiler-free website that's also going to be extending to other book series and already has.
I know that was one of the things I noticed on here too, was I looked at it when you first told your Discord about it.
Yeah.
And I think I want to say Wheel of Time was the only thing up there when I looked at it. And now there's like three or four other things. Not that I've heard of what they are, but they're there.
Yeah. They are starting to be worked on. I mean, but that's the thing about starting a wiki is that there's a lot to get into. So there are a few others. I'm not sure if you want to dive deep into what they are. Stormlight Archive, if anybody's read that. Shadow and Bone TV series. And then we are starting the Wheel of Time TV series too. But the best part about this with Splicky is that it is a full wiki. So anybody can create any content they want. So any of your listeners who are like, hey, I really love this one specific series, well, get on board let's get to it. Let's add a couple more series. So.
Well, dang it, Brett. You answered one of my questions before I asked it.
Did I? I do that sometimes. That's just because I talk too much most of the time. That's what Danny says anyway, so.
No, it's because sometimes the questions just need to be asked. Like, I was going to ask you if I could just go in and make one about Spider-Man.
Yeah, you can totally start any wiki for anything. So one of the things that Chris, the designer of the website, has done is you can create an account for yourself. And if you want to start anything, just give him a quick email, or he's on Discord. He's on our Discord. He's pretty active. You can email him at the administration email too, and he'll add it immediately and you can get working on it right away. So he'll even give you a quick tour on how to get things done.
So one of the things that I think is really relevant for the timing on while we're recording is that y'all are finishing up New Spring pretty soon.
Yes, that's correct. Now we're sort of reading them out of order, but just a kind of sort of.
That's one thing I'm wondering here. Like, how is New Spring being handled as far as where it is in the book series? Because obviously they're not going to throw it after book 5, which is where you guys are looking at it, but you have TV issues with timing to work with.
Yes.
Because I am a horrible person and read New Spring first in the name of science because my wife wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah, yeah. No, I heard about that, and that was, I was shocked, to say the least. I was shocked when you said that you read it first. I mean, it is a prequel, it does go before the series, but it was published after book 10, so it's a little bit up in the air on where we're going to add New Spring. We've been waiting for the TV show with the Wheel of Time, because it is going to have some stuff in season 1 about New Spring, the prequel, so we've been playing it a little bit by ear on what's going to be revealed and what's not, so it is a work in progress right now, so, but I will tell you, before the TV show comes out, we'll have a definitive answer on what we're doing with that. So it's a tough question to ask.
As of while we're recording, it looks like it's after book 10, which is when it was published.
Publication order, yeah. And I mean, ideally, we'd like to keep it that way for sure, depending on what they put in the TV show. But I mean, the thing is, yes, this book series is a complete and finished product, right? There's no more books coming out on the Wheel of Time. That's not going to be happening. The TV show is basically another run, right? We don't know what they're going to do. We don't know how far they're going to deviate from the storyline. So anything that does happen in the TV show, it's a little bit not relevant to the book series.
So how much crossover are you planning on having between the TV show section and the book section? Or are you guys just, hey, these are two distinctly different things?
Yeah, that's a good question too. So on the Splicky, for sure, they're going to be distinct things. We're going to have separate, because you're going to have different information, right? We don't know what kind of lore they're going to change or adapt for the TV show. You can't have a one-to-one comparison between the show and the book. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way, unfortunately. As much as I would like a shot-for-shot remake of the book series, is just not going to happen. So there's going to be definitely a degree of separation there. And for our podcast, because we are starting a separate but similar podcast called The Wheel Weaves Watches, and that's going to be specifically to the TV show, we're going to keep everything separate because they are different beasts, if you will call it that.
So one thing we've kind of danced around a little bit, not really talked about, is what is Wheel of Time about? Anyway, I know, you know, this is a 15 book series that is legitimately about as tall as I am if you stack the books up on next to each other.
That's true.
So we can't give a really like super in-depth answer, but you know, I'm just wondering, for fans of comics, why would they possibly want to read a book series that's long running with lots of interweaving plot lines and tons of characters, with people arguing over who the best character is?
I mean, the obvious answer is because, I don't know, that fits right in the realm of what people who read comics like. I don't know if that's relevant.
Really?
But I said it, Chris. But I mean, that you got it. You hit the nail on the head. I like to call The Wheel of Time the greatest fantasy series ever written. I'm sure I'm going to offend a few people about that. But I mean, Robert Jordan, this is a book series that started in the 80s and was finalized not by the original author, because unfortunately he passed away in 2007, but it was finished over 2 decades later. But it is a complete series that does have a beginning, middle, and end to it. And it's, I gotta say, it's the epic fantasy about the struggle between good and evil. Like, what else are you looking for in epic fantasy besides the struggle? So, I mean, besides, like, I don't know if I can just say, hey, do it because Brett told you so, give it a shot. But I always like to say that, hey, yeah, it's 15 books, 14 books and a prequel, let's get it accurate. It's 14 books long and they're gigantic and they're as tall as you are. But you don't have to commit to reading every single one when you start. What I would say is commit to reading the first book, right? And if you like the first book, then keep on going. And if you don't like the first book, then put it down. You don't have to keep reading. But give the first book a shot. And I guarantee you, if you make it through that first book, you're going to want to read the first three books. And if you read the first three books, you're going to want to finish that story.
And just to make it perfectly clear for everybody, the first book is The Eye of the World, which, yes, you know, is written in your typical series fashion of, yeah, there's a bit of a cliffhanger, but it wraps up nicely because who knows what's going to happen with publishing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've said that before and I'll say it again here. It's kind of an interesting way the book series was actually written, because the first book, like you said, it does have a very complete nature to it. So it does, in a lot of ways, wrap up the storyline. And same with the first three books. It's kind of like a trilogy where you do get a very nicely wrapped up trilogy in those three books. So even if you did, for whatever reason, read the first three and want to stop, you still get a nice ending to the story. But the best part about book four is that the world opens up. And if you really want to see what a phenomenal writer can do with a world, I mean, this is a piece of art. I got to just go out there and say it. I got to pump up this book series as much as I possibly can.
Have you looked much at the comics they made for this yet?
Are you talking about like the graphic novels?
Yeah.
I have. I've taken a look at. I haven't been able to read them. I read the Raven's Prologue one. I literally haven't been able to get my hands on anything else yet. I know they made a graphic novel of New Spring too, but no, I haven't gotten that in my actual hands. But I have searched the internet for it.
That's the really interesting part for me, is you've got the TV show that's going to have the prequel that everybody says you should read later. And the comic stuff that has New Spring that everybody says you should read later.
Yes.
Like, how do you convince people who know about that kind of thing to not be like me and read the prequel first?
I mean, here's the thing. If you read the prequel, it's not the end of the world. What the prequel does is it sets the scene a little bit more in detail for what you walk into in Eye of the World. So a lot of things that if you started on book one, if you actually started with the prequel, you'd be getting a lot of background information that it might muddle the waters a little bit. You might know too much, which might spoil some of the mystery surrounding the first couple of books. So is it gonna make or break the series if you do read New Spring first? No, it's not gonna make or break. For the TV show, I absolutely understand why they do that, because they have to set the scene. For anybody who's new to the books, and I mean, even the description of like epic struggle between good and evil, that's not really good enough, right? Because the way the books work is that you kind of have your main cast, and it's very Tolkien-esque because it was written in the 80s, and Robert Jordan, the author, was very heavily inspired by Tolkien's work, and you can absolutely see how that meshes together. But you kind of start off in this like small backwater kind of village in the middle of nowhere, and you've got your typical villagers who then end up being taken on their epic quest, right? So it's a very similar vibe. And if you know everything from the prequel about what's happening, again, that's why you want to leave some of that mystery. So I get where with the TV show, they want to build that up a little bit. They want to not necessarily stick to the Tolkien-esque side of things. They want to explore the world a little bit more. I can see why they're doing that for the show.
I mean, to kind of put this in a context of things that are just so culturally known, I don't have to worry about spoiling.
Sure.
Reading New Spring is kind of like watching episode 3, knowing that Anakin is going to grow up and be Darth Vader.
Fair.
Because the second I saw the fire, I know he's falling in. I know that's how he gets scarred up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point, right? Where, if you did watch 1 to 3 first, instead of like, 4 to 6 of Star Wars, I mean, that it does kind of like, oh, there's more mystery there. So But I mean, even with the magic system too, right? Because it's set in it's a very hard magic system, which is fantastic. I do really love it. It's high fantasy when you look at this book series too. There's rules, there's regulations, and there's a system in place that's not like, you know, characters don't just get to magic their way out of situations for the sake of plot. There's rules and regulations, and that's one of my favorite things about it. And if you watch the trailer for the Amazon TV show, because I don't know if we've actually mentioned that yet, the trailer's been released. It's very exciting. The show is going to be released in November for season one. They're already working on season two. Like, this is a greenlit show, and we're going full steam ahead. It's not going to be one of those one and done type series. You've got so much lore to learn, and that's why we have our podcast, and that's why we're doing the Splicky, to make sure that people who do want to get super invested can do so without getting spoiled from like the full season of spoilers or anything like that.
So as far as the Splicky goes, how are the glossaries being handled? Because some of those definitions can get a little bit spoilery.
Yeah, no, that's true too. So with glossary information, I mean, Chris is the ultimate guy who, Splicky Chris is the guy who ultimately is making a lot of the decisions because he's seeing the overarching features of things. So with glossary, for the most part, for definitions of things like people, places, and things, we are going to include it for whichever book you are on. I think that there's a lot of relevant information for understanding, you know, what the Aes Sedai are as an organization. That is lore that is sort of built into the plot. So we will be putting tags on things. So if you want to read glossary definitions, you can, and we'll work it into the system. But the nice part is that we are going chapter by chapter through each book, and we are putting tags on every single article that's being written to make sure information that is in that article is relevant to that specific chapter too. So if you are reading a book and you're only up to chapter 17 in the book, and you put your bookmark at chapter 17, you're not going to be getting a lot of stuff from after that fact. Does that make sense?
That's what I was hoping you guys would be doing, because I definitely don't want to learn that character Bob did the thing with the other person later, and I'm not supposed to know that yet.
Yeah. I mean, one of the funny things about the book series too is that RJ will introduce a faction or a group of people, and there's almost like this implied background information that the characters clearly have, right? There's clearly information that the characters have about the organization or the faction, whether or not it's like full details, but it is helpful for the reader to, you know, if you say, oh, you know, who are these people again? You can bookmark your place and go to that glossary definition and then figure out what it is you should know at this point in the book series too. And then as the book evolves, as you get further on into the series, we're going to include deeper and deeper details. And the nice part too is we're also doing it the reverse way, where if you're on book 10, for example, and you search an article, well, I don't need to give you the very basic definitions of some things. I'm going to give you the most recent relevant information of like what a character's been up to lately, right? If you're on book 10, you don't necessarily need to see what a character did in book 1, but you're probably interested in what they did earlier this book or last book.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, one of those things where it's a fine line. So we not only will hide articles from you, so, like ahead of where you are, we'll also like block out some information that you should already know from behind you in the book series too.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a real simple, like, you know, click this if you forgot the basics.
Yeah,
but absolutely. We're not going to waste your time looking at it. I wouldn't have even thought about that.
You don't need to scroll through like pages and pages of stuff about what character B did in book one. So
I was trying to think of a way to ask you a question where I could beep out spoilers, but I can't think of a good one because anything I can think of. It's been too long since I actually read the books.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
that's fair.
I feel comfortable doing it on the Discord because they're all super obviously bad.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we got to keep it spoiler free for now, especially with this TV show coming out. I mean, yeah, not everything's going to translate, but I mean, we can chat after the fact always. And then, you know, we do have a Discord. So if anybody has questions, Splicky actually has is linked into our own Discord. So there's a section and you can talk directly to Chris, who runs the entire Splicky. So
if you have to pick one group, are you worried more about spoilering people from the TV show or from the books? And I realize there's a large crossover there.
Yeah, so maybe if I can clarify the question. So like the TV show is going to be moving at a faster pace, right? Like the TV show is going to get to the end of the series before the books do. So, I mean, that's one of the struggles right now, is that we do know that, you know, season one of the TV show is going to include information and events from book, like the prequel and book one and book two, and maybe even into book three a little bit. So there's such a wide range. I'm worried about both. I can't pick one. I am so overly concerned about spoiling people. That's why I got involved with the Splicky, because I do think it's such a good idea. I mean, I started reading Wheel of Time when it was coming out. So anything you did search, there were no such thing as spoilers past where you were at, because it just didn't exist, right? The books weren't released yet. But so many people who are just picking it up right now for the first time, you don't have that luxury of Googling anything, because that would be literally the worst thing you could possibly do if you're at all concerned with, you know, ruining the knowledge of what comes later. So, yeah, I can't pick one group. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine, because honestly, there's going to be such a big crossover here anyway. And once you spoil them for one, you're going to spoil them for both of them anyway, assuming that they don't go completely off the rails.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, too, like, if we've learned anything from, you know, I don't want to bring it up, but like Game of Thrones, right? We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how far they're going to deviate. So, I mean, is a spoiler from the TV show later on in the series, is it going to be a spoiler for the book? Maybe, maybe not. Like, there's no way for us to know ahead of time, unfortunately. So we will keep the Splicky separate. There are going to be different entries. So you can literally click on the TV show or the book and place different bookmarks. Obviously, the site uses cookies to keep everything in line for where you are in different series. So you can bookmark different series. You can create an account. It's all very simple. One of the cool parts is with this website, too, is that if there are things that you want to know that aren't posted yet for whatever reason, you can actually put in a request and say, hey, I want to know about this person. And then we've got a team of moderators who are actively working to fill those requests first, because we know there's someone waiting on the other end of that. So typically turnaround on that is very quick. Like, we're talking a day or two.
So how do y'all handle it if what I want to know is spoiler information for where I am?
We won't tell you. So we'll keep tags up to date for what you know, right? So the whole thing is that we're not going to tell you things ahead of where you're at in the series. So if you say, hey, I want to know about this character and I'm on book 7 at chapter 18, then we're going to include information up to that point. If you want information after that, you're going to have to bookmark past that too. You're going to have to move your bookmark to say, I'm further along in the books. And if you do that, then that's on you for moving your bookmark. That's not on, that can't be on me. So
me and Brett are not your dads.
Yeah.
We cannot control what you do. Do I get any kind of notification that yes, there are thing? I guess that would be weird. No, now that I say that, because I might learn it while I read the book anyway. I was wondering, like, would I get a notification that, yes, there are articles added now, but they're spoilery because you're not far enough? Or do I just have to see that there's things?
There is. So that's kind of a funny line, too. This is all dependent on where you bookmark things. So if you bookmark that you are complete, like you've finished the series, I mean, you can look at a full complete list of all the characters that are listed in articles. You can get that. But if you're only up to a certain point, you'll get notifications from the website, at least, of you, like, there's new articles added up until this point. So it may or may not pop up for you. So I mean, if you're starting the book and you're on book one, chapter one, you're not going to get a lot of new information, because we're done that. We finished that chapter for sure. So yeah, you got it. You just got to keep reading, keep moving along in that series.
And I'm assuming for people reading along with your podcast, anything here as long as I keep up with what chapters you're on.
Yes.
You know, outside of the new spring craziness, you should be good to go.
Yes, 100%. So that's kind of been our dedication, because when my wife started reading this, I mean, I've been trying to pressure my wife into reading the Wheel of Time series since I've known her. So like decade and a half, we're talking almost two decades that I've known her. So, and just up until 2 years ago is when she said yes. She finally said yes, and she said yes, I'll read it. But she said, hey, is there any podcast that's like I can listen to about this? And at the time when we were first starting, there weren't any spoiler free podcasts for Wheel of Time. I was like, you know, unfortunately there's some really great spoiler full ones, but you can't listen to that because that's gonna ruin it. So she said, well, can we start one? And I said, I don't know what that even means. How do you start a podcast? And we figured it out and we did it. So yeah, here we are, chapter by chapter, and we don't talk about anything unless it's on the chapter that we're currently on. So as long as you've read that chapter, you're safe. You're 100% good.
And small spoiler for anybody who wants to go listen to Will Weaves, it's good.
Well, thank you.
I will spoil that much for people.
Yeah, we like to laugh and drink and have fun, so it's good. It's always a fun time.
And sometimes admit that you don't know what birds are.
Yeah, I learned a lot of things too. I mean, hey, like, yeah, I like the Wheel of Time series, but I don't know everything, so. Yeah, I don't even know which bird we're talking. Like, is it the heron?
the heron was what got me, because my wife found your podcast.
Oh yeah,
first.
She sent pictures.
She was listening to it, and oh hey, what's a heron? Chris, you're on Twitter. Send these people a picture of a heron.
And that's how we met, because you're like, why do I have to send this random guy pictures of a heron? Because I'm from Canada. We don't have those here as far as I'm aware. I'd never seen one before. So
it's the weird connections people have. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it all comes to be, right? So,
and but now yeah, no, I am fully caught up on podcast and listening and jamming in the promo every time I think, oh crap, I need to run a promo and I have no idea which one to use.
And that's probably the one from a long time ago too, so
yes, make a new one.
Yeah. I mean, amongst the other things that I mean, with the kids and the jobs and all that stuff too, it's barely keeping up with life here. But and with the TV show, it's going to be another thing on top of that, but it's all good. We like to have fun.
Well, a couple more lighthearted questions to
sure
round things off. First off, the question I ask everybody that I try to make you scared about.
Oh, no. Yeah, you said you were going to ask me a tough question. Now, I don't know. I should just like cut my internet out here. So
I will tell you that at least one person has refused to answer this tough question.
Okay.
Who is your favorite Muppet?
Oh, holy smokes. Okay. The angry guys in the balcony.
Ah, they're so fun. I love them.
I get along. I kind of feel their vibe. I don't even know what their names are, but you know,
Waldorf and Statler.
Yeah. Like I get.
I want to grow up and be them.
I mean, that's the thing, right? That's the dream. If I can grow up one day to just, you know, rabble angrily from a balcony, that's when I know I've made it. So,
what color is your toothbrush?
It is blue, currently.
Did you buy it as a single or in a pack?
You'd have to ask Danny, because she bought the toothbrushes. And I think she buys them in packs.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah.
And finally, what is your favorite body of water?
Interesting. Okay. Are we talking like which specific one or like which type of body of water?
I think the person who put this on the list was thinking specific, but if you have to go general, I'll take it.
Okay, I'll give you specific and I'll give you a reason why. I'm going to say my favorite is Lake Winnipeg. And I'll tell you why. Because there is in Manitoba, Canada, for anybody listening, here in the middle, and Manitoba has a ton of lakes. And Lake Winnipeg is the lake that is the body of water near Gimli. And Gimli is like a little cottage town that when I was growing up, that's where my grandparents had a cabin that they would rent out for like a week in the summer sometimes. And that's where I got to spend like my childhood, was like hiking across beaches and through forests and all that stuff right around Lake Winnipeg, which was like super fun.
Oh, that's a sweet reason. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what mine is. At all.
Well, you gotta give me something now.
I would probably, I forget what the river is now, but as you're driving on I-95 between like Sumter and Charleston in South Carolina, there's a river that I should know the name of that I can't remember, and anybody who knows what it is gonna completely make fun of me. And it's my favorite because as we were driving to my grandparents' house, I would almost always wake up as we're crossing this river, because I'm a big car sleeper, and yeah. It has a billboard with a giant fish on it. And as much as billboards change my entire life, that one has always had a giant fish. And the only time they've changed it was because it got too faded and they put up a new one.
There you go. So, I mean, hey, that's an interesting question. I gotta say, I've never been asked anything even remotely close to that kind of question.
You gotta keep things fresh a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, you made me think about it too, right?
Well, Brett, it's been great talking to you about all this. If people want to hear more from you, where else can they find you around the internet?
I guess the easiest way would just be the wheelweavespodcast.com. It's got links to everything. We're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on all your podcast streaming services. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find us. Just search The Wheel Weaves, and then look out for The Wheel Weaves Watches, which we are doing for the TV show specific. So whether you are a new reader or if you are a veteran like myself, I think one of the most fun things I do is listen to Danny's first time read through of this book series. And it is a wild ride because, I mean, I don't know if you remember your first time reading through any book series, but she says some pretty crazy things sometimes. But yeah, thewheelweavespodcast.com.
With the things that I hear her saying on the podcast, I can only imagine what she says in your house.
Well, see, that's the funny thing is that we don't talk about the book series unless we're recording. So it is 100% authentic conversation that you're hearing from us. We don't talk anything Wheel of Time unless we are sitting down in front of a microphone. So, I mean, she cuts out a lot of stuff that I say. She like edits me down really far, really far, but it's still good.
Well, that's the price you pay for not being the person who edits it, I guess.
Right.
It's a, probably a nice trade for you.
It's a fair trade. Yeah, no, I definitely get that.
Oh, one last question that I completely forgot about.
Okay.
So the Wheel Weaves Watches, is that going to be a whole new, completely different feed and everything?
Yes, it'll be a different feed. Yes, because we want to keep it separate and we don't want the podcast, just because the way it works with like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and stuff, it would get way too messy if it was all under the same feed.
Well, nice to know that people won't be accidentally spoiled because they listen to the wrong podcast. Although I'm sure somebody probably still will.
Oh, probably at some point. But I mean, that's the tough part. We want to keep it as simple as possible for people to find us.
Sort old to new, everybody. It's the only way.
Yeah, right.
As always, if you want to hear more from me, the best place is just to head over to playcomics.com, where you can find links to all the social media things, to the Discord channel, over on the Gunna Geek Discord server, all kinds of fun stuff like that. I get to be on the Gunna Geek Discord server because Play Comics is a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, where I am proudly one of the worst shows on there because everybody else is just that good. If you want to help support the show, again, the website is the place to do that. Head on over to playcomics.com/support, where you can find links to Patreon and some other things that are escaping me right now, and I don't feel like checking because I am a horrible person like that. If you like the music that I'm rudely talking on top of right now, head on over to soundcloud.com/best-day to check out Best Day's music. Most of all, just grab a game, grab a stack of comics, and go find yourself a new favorite character. And welcome to Play Comics, where once again, video games, what are those? Today we're talking about a book series. And see, the bad part about this book series is that there are very little pictures, but I think people might like it anyway. I'm starting that all over because we're not talking about that.